And for media members on the call, if you have questions for the coaches this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We'll work those in as soon as we can. Well, now, welcome to the call, the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Andy Talley. Good morning, Coach Talley.
How you doing, Rob?
Doing just fine. A bye week for you guys, and how were you able to make use of that?
Well, we have a set routine we've followed for a number of years on a bye, so we usually give the kids a couple of days off at midweek and practiced fairly lightly, and then gave them obviously today off, and we practiced yesterday. So we started to prep a little bit for Maine during the week prior, and we probably, had we played Saturday, would have played without four starters. So the bye, you never know if it comes at the right time or not, but for us, it surely did, and gave us a chance. We're also moving into our new football building, which is in the end zone. And I'll tell you what, trying to move in the middle of the season is rough. I mean, I still have stuff down in my old office and half up here, and, you know, we've got meetings in both places, so it's been a little strenuous, but it's a gorgeous building after 32 years. We finally have the kind of end zone building that you need to stay a top team in the country.
You mentioned that the bye week comes a little late in the season, but with the way the schedule's setting up with big games looming with Maine and James Madison, is a good time for a break, both, as you mentioned, physically getting some guys healthy, but mentally too, to kind of take a little step away a little bit and then get ready for this last three-week run of the regular season?
Well, I think that's going to be the key for the six teams that are still in the running, because it's going to determine, you know, where you end up, whether you actually become a playoff team or if you have a high seed or if you're not in at all. So it's going to require all of us to bear down, and we particularly have a rough go at Maine and JMU here and then down at Delaware. So you know, for Villanova, we'll find out if we have the makings of a playoff team.
We're here with Villanova head coach Andy Talley. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Vanguard Daily News.
Hi, Coach. How you doing?
Good, Larry.
Believe it or not, it's supposed to be 49 degrees and sunny up here in November. So, you know, that's something you're probably not used to in Maine.
I've been tracking the weather for 100 years going to Maine, and I still don't believe what you just told me. We're expecting snow, sleet, and rain with about 30-mile-an-hour winds, usually.
Well, just a few thoughts. First of all, are you going to get all four starters back that were hurt? And tell me a little about the rivalry with Maine and what you expect on Saturday. Thank you.
Yeah, no, we do have everybody back. We probably right now are as healthy as we've been all year. You know, playing up at Maine is always very special because, you know, it's just a completely different atmosphere, the trip and so on. So, you know, a great deal of respect for the coaching staff there and, of course, Jack from previous years. So it's a tough place to play, I would say. One of the best home field advantages in the country, really, at Maine. Everybody takes it pretty seriously. You know, I'm very impressed with the Maine football team. Coach has done a great job with the program there. Quarterbacks playing terrific, real good wideouts, defense. They can run. And Maine has always been a physical bunch. So, you know, we know that it's going to be an extremely, extremely difficult game, and you know they have a lot to play for because they're a potential playoff team just like we are.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Your next question is from the line of Mike Lowe with the Portland Press Herald.
Hi, Amy. How you doing?
Good, Mike.
So I understand. Is this it for you? This is the last year? Is what I heard, or did I hear something incorrect?
Yeah, no, we've announced Mark Ferrani, our assistant head coach, is going to be the new head coach at Villanova, and this is my last season at Villanova. I have another year, so I will be here working with the athletic director But yeah, this is my last season, and we've got three games left.
And so your last trip to Maine, you gonna dig up some dirt from behind the field or anything to remember this your trips up here?
Well, I can tell you, I'm gonna have some lobster. I can tell you that right now. I'm definitely doing that, and some of those sweet clams. I love all that stuff. You know, having coached, you know, in New England for several years. You know, we've had a terrific run with Maine. And a lot of good feelings. I remember one year one of our wideouts broke his leg up there. Pretty severe break. And the Maine team took great care of him. They went over to the hospital. Jack Cosgrove and his staff took good care of him. And, you know, they're family. It's a great place with a great tradition and a great feeling. And our kid was up there for 2 weeks, man. I mean, he was in the wow. best care you could ever want up there. So that was a great story. That was about 10, 15 years ago.
I'll have to ask Jack about that. I want to ask you about football now, because their special teams have been playing really well, Andy. How much emphasis or extra emphasis are you going to have to put on that this week? Because they've got some pretty dangerous guys back there.
Yeah, they sure do. But it's no different, you know, going from one to the next. You know, you go from Maine to JMU, and everybody's got a punt returner, kick returner that you have to deal with. And, you know, we all say we work real hard on our special teams, but the truth of the matter is there's no way you can put enough time on special teams, and we're just like everybody else. We're going to hold our breaths when we kick and punt and keep our fingers crossed.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Andy. We'll see you up here Saturday. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Andy, 8 weeks in, three to go, and during this bye week, chance to maybe look back on how your team has performed to this point. And you guys certainly had a lot of new starters on both sides of the ball. How pleased are you with the way that they've come together to this point?
Well, we think we finally have put it together here. You know, it's been you know, one of those things where it's like a watched pot. You know, you keep stirring it and hope you have the right stuff in there. I think the biggest thing was to make sure the quarterback got healthy again after his concussion, and that was important. We've got three really good running backs. Strength of our team right now, obviously, is our defense. I mean, I think we're the top-rated defense in the league. And as they go, we go. And we had to develop some wide receivers. So, you know, that was critical for us to get some wide outs in simpatico with the quarterback. So, all in all, you know, we have yet to really put a really good game together, both offensively and defensively, and I'm hoping that, you know, this week we have the ability to do that. But all of us hold our breath coming off of a bye week. You know, you don't know if you got it coming off the bye week. Sometimes it takes you a half to get back in sync, and, you know, against a team like Maine, we better be ready to play at 12 noon, I can tell you that.
There's been a lot of talk on that we've talked about all year, and a lot of talk even on the call today about that nationally ranked defense of yours. Where I know it's early and there's still a lot of games to be played, but where do you feel like this unit ranks with some of the better ones you've had over the years?
Well, you know, I think this one here is probably as good as any group that we've had. There's been good athleticism across the board. Everybody can run. And I think all the coaches will agree, if you have, you know, 11 guys that can run to the ball, that's what you want. Secondary is pretty solid, even though we have a couple guys playing with casts on their hands. We're probably not going to intercept many, but we can knock the ball down and tackle. And, you know, we have a highlight player in Tano Passanio. I mean, he's a pro prospect, probably a second or third round kid. So, you know, every offense better know where he is, because, you know, he's 6'7" and 290, and he can run. So when you have a marquee player like that, Austin Caledro, a linebacker, a real good player, I think you got to know where those guys are.
You've talked about a little bit with your battles with Jack Cosgrove, and you guys went head-to-head quite a bit. As Joe Harris-Simiak has taken over the program from Coach Cos, have you noticed, as you've watched film, any differences between the programs, or does it look similar to a Coach Cosgrove coach team?
Well, tremendous transition from Jack, I think, and I hope that Villanova can do it as well next year when we transition to Mark Barani. I mean, I think it looks like the same old Black Bear football team, tough, hard-nosed, run to the football, challenge it, you know, every second of the game. And you know, you better know where everybody is. So I'm very impressed with their staff and what Coach has done. I mean, for a young guy, I mean, the beat just continues to go on. So, you know, hats off to the Maine Black Bears. They've done a phenomenal job, really.
All right, Andy, thanks as always for your time today, and I look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, thanks, sir.